Hello, I am Ivan.
I am Evan.
I'm David.
I'm Sky.
I'm Logan.
And we're making a podcast today.
For the subject, we're going to be talking about racism and how it affects people.
Okay, in the Book of Chiro, it had a few things that happened that had to deal with discrimination and racism. There was one part in the book where him and his family were on the train, and a black guy called them like words like chingas or whatever because they were in his way and they didn't know what was like going on. And there's another part where he was on the plane and there's a Middle Eastern looking man, Islamic, and he was telling his mom that he could be a terrorist from all the things that his grandpa said to him about the Middle East and how people like that could be terrorists.
There was another example towards the end of the book where Ichiro was getting discriminated by native Japanese people because he looked different, because he was half American, half Japanese, and they made fun of him for it. And that alone shows a sign of like prejudice and racism. They didn't even know that he was actually half Japanese or anything like that.
There are multiple life experiences that people can have with racism. One is like family members. Sometimes family members can be racist. My father is racist, so I can't have any black friends or anything, mainly just because of his own insecurities and his own small mind. So it affects my life and it affects who I hang out with and everything else.
Also, one time I was walking down the street in my neighborhood. I saw this dude and he was dressed in the KKK. He was just walking down the street with a machete, just running up and down the street. And I was just like, it's kind of weird. I just walked away.
Ethan, do you still think that racism is an issue today?
Yes, I really do think racism is an issue today. It might not be as huge as it was back then, but it's still an issue and a lot of people are affected by it.
Have you personally seen it yourself?
Yes, a couple times.
Do you mind telling us or providing us one of your stories?
I do not remember them exactly.
Okay, and if there was one way to prevent or if there was one way to end racism, what do you think that would be?
Equality.
Equality? How do you think that can be used?
By making it equal for everyone, so there's no separation or cause for racism.
Okay, thank you, Ethan.
I was in Atlanta one time. Going to the football stadium to watch the football game. And there's a group of African-American people. And I was one of the only white people there. And by the clothes I was wearing or whatever, they just saw me as, like a threat because, like, all the stuff that happened, like, in the past or whatever. And it made me feel uncomfortable because, like, they don't, like, people can't, like, mix together anymore because of the discrimination, like, all the things that happen, and yeah.
So I'm looking at the Instagram post right now, and it says, a Muslim talking, and it says, good morning, and then it says, white people, and then it's a video of, and the video title is, says, I survived a terrorist attack. She's basically saying that, like, she survived a terrorist attack just because he was Muslim, and all he said was a good morning. I am here with Amira, and have you ever experienced racism?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
I was walking in the hallway, and I bumped into a Caucasian, and he called me a nigger, and he told me to get my black A out the way.
How did that make you feel?
I was mad, but, I mean, hey. I guess.
Okay, thank you. I'm here with John Paul, And have you ever experienced racism?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
Well, it was this one day. We were out on the field, and we were playing, and then some group of teenagers come out and say, "You guys see that Mexican right there? See that kid right there playing soccer?" And I told them, "Why are you guys calling me Mexican if I'm not even Mexican?" And they said, "Every Latino is Mexican, don't matter what." And I said, "How is that true?" And they just said, they just left explaining without that. And I kind of got offensive because, like, that's not totally true. Everyone has a different species. Everyone's different. Just because one race, just because, like, everyone speaks one language doesn't mean it's all the same. That's why people think about that about us, that we're all one race. We're all one thing. It's not totally true. We're different kinds. We're, like, there's different kinds of species. There's Colombian Mexican, Cuban, Guatemalan, Puerto Rican, there's different stuff. People don't understand that. They just think we're just one.
So they just like started making fun of you just because, like, you look Mexican, and then they kicked you off the field or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So in the book Ichiro, Ichiro's grandpa locks his keys inside of his house. So Ichiro has to go around the back to unlock it because it was unlocked. And then some old lady got a rake and started hitting him with the rake because she thought he was breaking in. And then she realized that Ichiro was his grandpa's, whatever. And then the old lady that hit him with the rake was like, "Your daughter married a foreigner." And then she was like frightened of Ichiro just because, like, he was foreign. And then they found out there's robberies going around the neighborhood.
So with the beginning of the book, Ichiro, his mom faces this racist comment that this guy makes. What happens is they're in a train in the Bronx, right? And the mother's about to talk to him about something, and some guy passes through, and he quotes, "Damn, all up in my way like you don't see me." And then he says, "Must be them little chinky eyes he got," you know, basically making fun of her, you know, how the stereotype of Asians or Chinese people. And, you know, she feels a little certain way about it, and she has to move to the back. And they move to the back of the bus, and they start talking there.
You could use that old scene where he goes to that other world.
In a scene in Ichiro, where he's walking through the city, he sees some kids playing a video game, and in the game, he's, like, killing soldiers, like, American soldiers, and he just wants to go home because he doesn't want to see that.
So, in the book, he encounters a few Japanese people, natives, and considering he's half Japanese and half American, his dialect of him trying to speak his accent, his Japanese sounds like a dog's barking from what the native said. And they, "Can't you see the sign that shows the sign of a dog?" And they say, "You're trespassing." And they say, then he's like, "Shut up." And then they're just making fun of him, saying, "All I hear is woof, woof, woof." And they're like, "What is this crazy foreigner saying?" So he just walks away. He doesn't really try to, like, start anything with them. And then he gets back to his grandfather, telling him about all the encounters he had today that were all pretty not so good. Because he's out in the countryside in Japan, which isn't that great of an area.
There's about a whole quarter in the book where Ichiro, he follows the raccoon thing, and he gets sent to this other dimension, not knowing that it's kind of like a god or like a creature of another world. And when he goes in there, he gets sent to that world, right? But because he's different from all the others, he's considered a ghost in the world. He gets captured, and they put him in a jail because he's not the same as everyone else, and they give him something about, like, the mark that, you know, shows him that he's different. And the whole thing is him trying to get out of it, but they keep, you know, trying to catch him because they're afraid he's going to do something to them. And so when they finally put him in the jail, he escapes with this guy who who's been there longer than everyone else, and his he finally escapes, and they all get out, and he finally gets sent back to his normal world. And then he explains to his grandpa about what he saw and what happened as far as with the raccoon.
Okay, so there's one part in the book where Ichiro and his grandfather go to a shop, and the cashier clerk is an Islam man, and his grandpa notices that he doesn't give the right change back, and his grandpa says, "I gave you a $5, what are you trying to pull?" And he says, "No, you give me dollar bill." And his grandpa says, "My son, this boy's father fought and died so people like you could be free, so you could come in our country and own this store. And this is how you repay us, by trying to rob me." And the Islam guy just, he just ignored it and said, "You have to leave or else I'll call the police." And he had to leave. And yeah, his grandpa was just saying that stuff because he was in the war and they taught him things like that.
The story of Ichiro does still relate to the real world because there's still racism in the world and there's still many issues with it. And I don't think, unless our generation change it, there will be any change.